Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Trinity Sunday. Here's that question again. What does that mean? You know, one of the things, Marty, I know you're Roman Catholic, and in a lot of respects we are too. But one of the things that we differ from the Roman Catholic Church is we are told to question. Because when you question, you get in the Bible and find the answers. Okay? And so the thing is, and it's interesting because if you look over my books over there, we're not only trained in the Book of Concord, but we are also trained in the Catechism of the Catholic Church that Pope John Paul II wrote for Catholic priests. You know, and according to Holy Mother Church, I am also a Catholic priest. You know, so it's interesting how we join together sometimes. Trinity Sunday. What's the Trinity? Mommy, what's the Trinity? Go watch TV. What would you say? Well, it's a metaphysical. No, you're not going to do that. Well, it's like an apple. You have the skin, the meat, and the seeds, right? But is that the way it is? Or it's like water. You have ice, water, and steam. Or here's the one I like. If we have a congregation with kids and we do this, my child's sermon will be this. It's like an Oreo. You got the two biscuits, which is the Father and the Son, and you squeeze it, and the Holy Spirit oozes out. And in fact, for the word of the type of things of the Holy Spirit in Greek, it's ousia. It oozes. Okay, I find that very interesting. So when you do that, it's actually pretty close. What's wrong with all three of those? They're all separate. Now, we know from Matthew 28:19, go ye therefore and baptize all nations, make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, Son, Holy Spirit. Name, Greek, onoma, ma ending, masculine singular. All right, so onoma, the name, masculine singular, of Father, Son, Holy Spirit. One and three. There's the Trinity. But how would you explain it? In fact, there is a real funny thing, and I did this last year. Why I didn't do it today? It's called Lutheran humor. Anyway, these two guys are talking to St. Patrick, and he goes through all the heresies that you know do that, and he does it. These two guys do it funny, and then finally, St. Patrick says the actual definition of the Trinity. That is in both the Book of Concord and in the Catholic Catechism. And it goes in and talks about all the medical, physical things. Because it's one of three, three in one. They're together and can do things by themselves. You know, and how does that happen? I don't know. It's above my pay grade. You know, it's a God thing. I'm glad we have it. But one of the things, too, if you notice, like there, for God so loved the world that he gave his only son. Only begotten son is the way it is in the King James and some of the other, NIV. Okay? Gave his only son. And I thought, all right, look on your last page. And the bottom of the page before that. All right. This is the Greek for that verse. But instead of just talking to you about it, I'm going to go through and give you what the Greek says. Because there's some things here that are a little different in Greek. And you know, I keep on telling you that to know things in the original language is so important. All right, look down in the middle in the red. King James Version, "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Now, the LITV is a literal translation. "For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that everyone believing in him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Is that really different from the King James? Not at all. Okay, Young's literal translation. "For God did so love the world that his Son, the only begotten, he gave, that everyone who is believing in him may not perish, but may have life age during." Interesting way of putting it. All right, so let's look at this. The first word is utos, O-U-T, and that funny W is an O. It translates as "in this way, even so, for all that, thus." All right, "even in for all of this, thus, for," gar, G-A-R is the next one. Looks like a Y-A-P, but it's gar in Greek, and that's for. Now, agapesen. Agapesen. Pastor, what does agape mean? That's right. It's love, unconditional love with sacrifice. Here's the way that Strong translates it. And Strong is the big Greek dictionary we all use. "To love or be loved in a moral sense." Not erotic, okay? Not brotherly, but in a moral sense. O, the, is what O means. Theos, theology. What is theology? Study of God. So theos is God. Tone, of the, so God of the cosmos. Now, we translate that as world. What does cosmos mean? Is it more than world? What is this being saying right here? That God is God over all creation, over the entire universe. Not just here, everywhere. Doesn't say that in English, does it? But that's what it says. It can be translated as world, but we all know the word cosmos. That's a Greek word we have directly taken into English. All right. Hoste. Thus, therefore. Okay. Of the huion. U-I-O-N is huion. The sun. Tone. Of the. So tone is of the. Okay. Monogene. What is the first book of the Bible? Genesis. Gene. What does Genesis mean? In the beginning. So, monogene, only. We know what that mono means is one, right? Or only. So, only created. Okay. The Son of the only created, only born and begotten. There it is right there. And you notice in our translation, it's not there, is it? But it's in the Greek. Okay. Eidoken. Okay. This one is interesting. To give literally or figuratively, bestow, bring forth, commit, deliver, grant, minister, smite with the hand, or strike with the palm of the hand, suffer, take, utter, or yield. It comes from the word to know. Well, if you know something, to give literally or figuratively, to bestow. If you know something, somebody gave you that knowledge, didn't they? To bestow, to give. Hina. Henna is an interesting word in Greek. It's the one that looks like IVA. Henna. With the result. And that's what it means. It comes together right here. There's no question about this. This is the way it is. With the result, or to demonstrate an idea. Okay? Pas. All. Every. Whole. The pisteion. Piste in Greek is to have faith. Okay? So, pisteion is to have faith in, upon, or respect to. You know how we say that when we look at communion, it's in with and under? Okay. Hina, to demonstrate the whole, to have faith in, upon, or respect to a person or thing or to entrust. To believe. Eis, E-I-S. Enter to or into far more exceeding, that therefore to perish. So you're entering in to death. It's an interesting way of saying it. Oh, he died. No, he entered into death. Why do they put it that way? Because he comes out of it, doesn't he? So if he entered into death, he can exit from death. And the Greek says that because it sets it up. Far more exceeding that therefore perish, outtone himself, may apolitai. May just means that. That's where we get the word may. May, okay? Apolitai. To destroy fully or to perish. All right, he's going to enter into death. To fully die. Is it stronger in Greek than it is in English? Oh, yeah, isn't it? To destroy fully or to perish. All. All means all. So we had both may and all, two Greek words we translate directly into English. Okay? Exe. To lose, to hold, or possess. So in other words, if you have XA, you have it in your hand, you lose it. So, therefore perish, to lose everything. Zoon, life. Zoe, you know the name Zoe means life, right? So, Zoon is the participle of life. To lose everything in his life. Ionian, life. Now, here's where it's interesting. Remember, I've talked about that in the Greek. There's an aorist way of saying things. That's what it's called, is aorist. Ionian has got the aorist ending. Aorist is an action that starts in the past, continues today, and goes on into the future. As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be. What is that? Eternal life. You had life, you perish, you come back to eternal life. Do you see why I study the Greek to bring these messages to you? Okay? Because when we hear this in Greek, it is stronger, more full, more informative than it is in English. But, you know, that's because that language can be that, and English doesn't. But we all speak English, don't we? But the reason I did this today was because of the begotten. You know, his only son. No, begotten. The word begotten is in there. All of these literal translations, the King James, his only begotten son. Now, I like Young's literal translation at the bottom. For God did so love the world. Now that we've gone through this, that actually gives it a little more presence, doesn't it? That His Son, the only begotten, He gave. He gave His only begotten Son to us. But we know because of the Trinity, God gave Himself to us, that everyone who is believing in Him may not perish, but may have life, age, during. Interesting way of putting it. Life, age, during eternity. Folks, I hope hearing this today gives you a deeper understanding of what Jesus gave to us on that cross and on Trinity Sunday, how the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit work together. Amen.